And now, Appendix 4, Junkie, An Appreciation, by Allen Ginsberg, written in 1952, narrated by Mark Nelson.
The reader, after a cursory glance at this book, will discover that the author is no ordinary junkie. He seems to have taken pains to disguise the fact that he is also a man with a background that might astonish many of his readers. Born just before the 20s, of a respectable middle-class family in a large Midwestern city, a family the name of which is a household word in America for the inventions and commercial exploits of its 19th-century forebears, he received a good education at a private school where he was known as an aloof and presumably shy aristocrat with phenomenal scholarly aptitudes and a startling penchant for wildness. His first literary venture was a history of Rome, done in true 19th-century manner from common Latin sources at the age of 15. Having set a record for scholarship at this school, he was sent to Harvard, where he studied English literature. Little is known of his experiences there, except that he was supposed to have kept a weasel on a chain in his rooms and a portrait of his family house on the walls. When questioned about the latter, his invariable remark, with an offhand gesture of the palm, was, "Yes, isn't it hideous?" There remains of his undergraduate days only one literary specimen, a 20-page playlet set on a sinking ship in the middle of the Atlantic, with several of his acquaintances cast in varying roles of hysteria, terror, malice, and last-minute turpitude. On his graduation in the early 30s, considering he had said all he had to say literarily in the aforementioned charade, he studied anthropology, again at Harvard, specializing in Aztec and Mayan archaeology. Returning to his home city, he found no career to his liking and took to drinking, riding around the river sections with his contemporaries on summer drunks, and studying yoga. Presumably he had no formal instruction in the latter discipline, since on being challenged to prove its efficacy, he announced that he was impervious to pain and demonstrated this by cutting off a finger. This exploit led to his incarceration in a private sanitarium nearby, from which he was soon released, as he seemed composed and cognizant of his surroundings. His next move, in true American style, was the grand tour of Europe. He spent a year in Paris in the early 30s, went on through Germany and Austria, as did his English contemporaries in the Isherwood-Auden group, and ended up in Cairo, looking at the pyramids with the practiced eye of an ex-archaeology student. He spent some time in the cities of the north coast of Africa, earlier and later popularized by Gide and Paul Bowles, and returned then to America.